Good afternoon, everyone.
Here we go to the podium.
Good afternoon. What a great turnout. There's so many people here. This is wonderful. Welcome to the 2014 ACB Legislative Seminar. For those who aren't tired of hearing my voice yet, you won't have to listen too much longer, but this is Kim Charlson, President of the American Council of the Blind. I want to acknowledge and recognize our listeners who are with us on ACB Radio. Thank you for being here. And our broadcast team, Rick Warren and Brian Charlson, ably assisted by Mike Moran from Florida. So thank you to the team. Over the next day and a half, we're going to hear a lot of interesting information. It's going to be a lot to digest, and with specific assignments, homework, there'll be a quiz. No, there won't really be a quiz, but a lot to absorb. And I just want to give you a few thoughts, and you don't have to do these until you get home, but you have to remember them. That's the hard part. So I want you to remember a few things about legislative advocacy, and what's that phrase that everybody says about politics? All politics is local. That's right. That's right. Tip O'Neill, my congressman, when I first moved to Massachusetts, I was so excited to be in Tip O'Neill's district. Spoken like a true liberal, I confess. I was pretty impressed that I was going to be in Tip O'Neill's district. And it lasted for about 6 months, and then he retired. So, but he was the man, and he knew politics, and all politics is local. So there's a few things I want you to remember to do when you go back. It's not all about who you see on Capitol Hill. It's really about building relationships and getting to know who your congressman is, or congresswoman in my case. I just have a brand new newly elected congresswoman who took Ed Markey's place when Ed Markey moved up to the Senate, when he took John Kerry's place, who moved up into the Secretary of State position. So local is what matters. And if you can start to build those relationships, it's good to meet the staffers in D.C., but you're going to have a lot more impact on your congressperson if you reach out at home and say, I'd like to meet with you in your local office, in your district office, right here at home, or even go and visit them. Most political officials these days have office hours in different communities. Find out when the office hours are in your community, and you can go down to the local diner or the public library, wherever they hold their office hours. It's usually somewhere where it doesn't cost them any money. So it's often the public library or places like that. And sit down and talk to them for a few minutes. Check out their websites. All political folks have e-newsletters. Sign up to be on their mailing list so you can keep track of what they're doing, and you can let them know what you think. And finally, it doesn't hurt to make a contribution to those people once in a while, because then you get on what I call the A-list, which means you're a contributor, as well as a constituent, and you have even more influence in the process. And let's all be honest, it shouldn't always be that way, but it is. And we can make our little dollars count just as much as the big dollars from big corporations and that kind of thing by being active and involved and making a difference at the local level. So those are my assignments for you as you go back home. Find out when those local meetings are and meet them in person and start to build that relationship. And after the event, they went up to wait in line to shake hands with Ed Markey, and Ed turned around, and he saw Brian, and he took off, and Brian's boss put his hand to shake his hand, and he was invisible, because Ed saw Brian, ran up to Brian, gave him this big, you know, bro brother bear hug. I had a reporter come up to me afterwards and say, you know that man that Ed Markey hugged? Do you know who that was? I'd like to interview him. So Brian was quoted in the Boston Globe because that reporter saw Ed just greet him with the biggest hug, and like they were buddies. So that's the kind of relationship we want to have. All right. Thank you again for being here. And Francine, are you on deck?
I am.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, and so is Sharon.
All right. Yep. Oh, Sharon, too. Sharon's on deck. Double duty. Okay. We're going to find out who's here, where you're from, and there's a lot of you. So no exposés, no, you know, long statements, no recitations of the Gettysburg Address. We want to get through this so we can stay on schedule. So just tell us who you are, where you're from, and what affiliate you might be if it isn't your state.
Paul Patchy Jr., I'm from California, and I'm representing CCB.
Jeff Tom, Sacramento, California, ACB First Vice President, and I'm representing CCB.
Sandra Sermons, Rockville, Maryland, and I'm representing Old Dominion and DCCB.
I'm Marlena Lieberg. I'm second vice president of ACB. I'm from just outside Seattle, Washington, and I'm representing my guide dog, Agnes. No.
Kenneth Simeon, Sr., president ACB of Texas, ACB Lions.
Michael Garrett, ACB board member, representing ACBT.
Peggy Garrett, Missouri City, Texas, representing ACBT.
Okay. Mitch Pomerantz, Pasadena, California, representing CCB.
Donna Pomerantz, California, President, California Council of the Blind, and Second Vice President, Council of Citizens with Low Vision International.
Rebecca Bridges, Arlington, Virginia, Old Dominion Council of the Blind, Vision Paired.
Katie Frederick, Executive Director, ACB Ohio.
Chris Schumacher, Ohio Board Member.
Doug Powell, ODCBVI, and Board of Publications.
Oh. Vicki Pran, Columbus, Ohio, representing ACB Ohio.
Karen Case, Cincinnati, Ohio, Secretary, ACB Ohio.
Sarah Conrad, and representing the Michigan Council of the Blind, and also ACB students. And I have to just make one quick announcement, I promise, just really quick. We have trivia night tonight, 8 p.m. We'll be selling tickets. You can see Leslie Spoon for those. They're $10. It'll be a great night, cash bar, snacks, and, of course, our annual trivia. And we're also doing our drawing, and tickets are 1 for $3 or 2 for $5, and we'll be doing some drawings throughout the day today, and you can see artists for those. Thanks.
I'm Michael Fulgham, Nashville, Tennessee, representing TCB.
Donna Hepper, Board of Directors, North Dakota Association of the Blind.
Alan Peterson, Horace, North Dakota, representing North Dakota Association of the Blind and ACB board member.
Zelda Gebhardt from Edgley, North Dakota, and I'm the vice president of NDAB.
Steve Harris, Central Maryland Council of the Blind, also the legislative chairman.
Mary Beth Cleveland, Rockville, Maryland.
Judy Davis from Kansas, well, Topeka, Kansas, and I'm legislative chair.
Ann Pimley, member of Old Dominion Council of the Blind.
Mikey Wiseman, Florida Council of the Blind, Miami, Florida.
Carla Rushville, Louisville, Kentucky.
Adam Rushville, Louisville, Kentucky, Kentucky Council of the Blind board member and treasurer for three special interest groups, ACB Lions, Library Users of America, and ACB Families.
Hello, I'm Tiffany Jolliffe. I am from Arlington, Virginia. I am an Old Dominion member, but I'm here today with National Industries for the Blind.
Marcia Farah, representing the Floyd County Chapter of the Georgia Council of the Blind.
Alice Richard, Brunswick, Georgia, but member of the Floyd County Council of the Blind.
Debbie Grubb, Florida Council of the Blind, representing FCB as its legislative chair.
Good afternoon. Paul D'Addario from here in Arlington, Virginia, representing the Old Dominion Council.
Vicki Ratcliffe, Alexandria, Virginia, representing Old Dominion Council.
Peggy Carpenter, Alexandria, Virginia, representing Old Dominion, and I'm a member of the Information Acts Committee.
Denny Huff, President, oh, I'm sorry, not anymore, Missouri Council of the Blind.
Chris Gray, Executive Director, Missouri Council of the Blind.
John McCann, Old Dominion Council of the Blind, President of BITS, also a member of the ACB Board of Directors, and I guess I'm representing Old Dominion Council, too.
Yeah. Deanna Quietwater Noriega, Missouri, and I guess I'm just representing Missouri. Ellen Telker, Connecticut Council of the Blind.
Jay Doudna, Oklahoma Council of the Blind, past president.
Elaine Boykin Doudna, Oklahoma Council of the Blind, president.
Sarita Kimball, also known as Sarita Holiday. I just decided I'm representing Delaware Valley Council of Citizens with Low Vision, an affiliate of CB.
Marla Reed from PCB.
Thomas Reed, Pennsylvania Council of the Blind.
Marianne Alexander, representing Florida Council of the Blind, Southwest Florida from Council of the Blind, newly elected president.
George Holliday, Pennsylvania Council of the Blind.
Tony Swartz, President, Pennsylvania Council of the Blind.
Carol Swartz, Pennsylvania Council of the Blind.
Hello, Cole. This is Oral Miller of Washington, D.C., also known as the land of taxation without representation. I'm here representing the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. And yes, indeed, you have to be only 8 years of age to join that organization.
Marilyn Lutter, Washington, D.C.,
Leslie Spoon, Orlando, Florida, representing FCB.
Dan Spoon, Orlando, Florida, representing Florida Council of the Blind and ACB board member.
Dan Dillon, president of the Tennessee Blind, co-chair of the ACB Walk Committee and co-chair of the ACB committee.
Stephen Partridge, member of the board for the Middle Tennessee Council of the Blind, representing Tennessee Council of the Blind.
Donna Stella, good morning, Iowa. I'm representing Iowa, and I'm the president of the Des Moines chapter.
I'm first vice president of the Middle Tennessee chapter of the Blind, representing TCB.
Nancy Johnson, president, Kansas Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Frank Ventura, West Rocks Bay, Massachusetts, proud member and director of the Bay State Council of the Blind.
Nina Kagan from West Roxbury, Massachusetts, representing Bay State Council of the Blind.
Tony Ferreira, North Carolina Council of the Blind member.
Jane Farida, Treasurer of the North Carolina Council of the Blind.
Alan Casey, immediate past president, North Carolina Council of the Blind.
Josh Pearson, ACB Students President, Barre, Massachusetts, representing Bay State Council of the Blind.
Jesse Flores, California Council of the Blind, representing San Gabriel Valley Chapter.
Dave Mejia from San Gabriel Chapter.
Karen Campbell, Illinois Council of the Blind, secretary of that organization, representing Illinois.
All right. Good afternoon. Ray Campbell, secretary of ACB, representing the Illinois Council of the Blind, and we're glad to see our former and Ms. Jolliffe in the room.
Don Corge, Annapolis, Indiana, representing ACB of Indiana.
Ken Mayberry, representing the Louisiana Council of the Blind.
Teresa Curry, Gonzales, Louisiana.
Pierre Curry, representing LCB.
Okay. I'm Burl Colley with the American Council of the Blind Board of Directors, chair of the Leadership Institute, which we invite you all to attend on July the 11th, right before National Convention.
Denise Colley, Washington Council of the Blind Legislative Chair and Chair of the ACB Board of Publications.
Julie Brannon, First Vice President of Washington Council of the Blind, representing Washington State.
Artis Bazin, Member of the Board for California Council of the Blind, Secretary of RSVA, and Vice President of Ivy.
Merrill Schechter, Central Maryland Council of the Blind.
Carl Schmidt, National Capital Area Council of the Blind, Maryland Council of the Blind.
Dan Sippel, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, President Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America.
Rhonda Trott from Alabama and also on the Lua Board.
David Trott, member of the board of the American Council of the Blind, also on the ACBES board. And I think I'm last, so I'll try to get this address right, Kim, 47 years ago.
We have a couple more introductions.
Rick Morin, ACB Radio and Bay State Council of the Blind.
Brian.
That's definitely on. What? Oh, okay.
Brian Charlson with the Yin Yang Show and ACB Radio. Oh, that's right. I'm from Massachusetts, aren't I?
So I take that? Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Mike Moran, and I'm up here with these other two mugs from the ACB Radio. And I had just recently posted bail money so we could continue with the broadcast. They were all arrested at lunchtime, but we're all safe and sound right now.
Good afternoon. This is Melanie Brunson. I'm a member of the Old Dominion Council of the Blind. Live here in Northern Virginia, so welcome. And also, I work in your ACB national office.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. You thought you could get rid of me, but not so fast. My name is Eric Bridges. I'm the Director of External Relations and Policy for the American Council of the Blind, and I want to extend my welcome to you all to the 2014 American Council of the Blind Legislative Seminar. We have put together a day and a half of what I hope you'll find to be interesting, and informative and hopefully at some points entertaining content. We're going to cover a lot of ground over the next day and a half. This afternoon, we're talking transportation and survey data, as well as other legal advocacy issues that ACB has been involved with over the last year and is likely going to be involved with for the remainder of 2014. Tomorrow is the day when we're doing our legislative imperatives, as well as a bunch of other what I think are interesting and informative speakers from agencies within the government that we have a vested interest in supporting and advocating for and also keeping honest. So with that, I'm always struck by, you know, as people are introducing themselves, sort of the vastness of this country. I mean, we've got people here from North Dakota, Washington State, Florida, Tennessee, Connecticut, and my personal favorite, and I don't ever refer to this as flyover country because I find that an insult, frankly, because I'm from Iowa. We see a lot of airplanes up there when I was growing up, but we never thought of a country. This is a really cool experience to be able to put on a program like this, to have all of you take time away from your loved ones, spend time and money to come here, take time off of work to do critical business, I'll term it business, for this organization. Advocacy is something that you either do or you don't. You're either passionate about something or you're just kind of eh. None of you are eh. Making the commitment to be here, to go through the next day and a half, going up on the Hill on Tuesday, and extending our message to Congress on the issues that we have for this year. It's critical. It's critical to the foundation of what we do as an organization. Our visibility can only go so far with me and Kim and Melanie going up on the Hill. Rather, as Kim said, it takes all of you doing this. Obviously, the focus of Kim's remarks were doing it on a local basis, which is huge once you live here. But it is nothing like coming to Washington, D.C. and meeting with your member or their staff to talk about the issues that mean the most to you in the community that you're from. It's fun. And I got the bug about 15 years ago coming to my very first legislative seminar for ACB. And turns out that I came to work for this great organization. So pretty cool. Why don't we get things kicked off today by covering an issue that is one that most of you, I would bet, have dealt with, at least on the state and local level, on a fairly regular basis. The topic of transportation and transportation funding is one that meets with groans. It meets with people going, my goodness, that's a lot to wrap your arms around, because transportation encompasses or can encompass so much. It is true that transportation reauthorization is up this year in Congress. And I thought it would be good for us to talk about the federal level advocacy and some of the top issues at the federal level dealing with transportation advocacy. But also, I've asked a couple of our members, a couple of our leaders, to talk about how they're doing transportation advocacy within their state and within their community. And so Jeff Tom and Alice Richart will be on later this afternoon to talk a little bit about that. But what I thought we would do first is cover the federal component of this. Since you all are here, federal government is, well, it's all around us right now. And I thought that it would be good to invite someone that has a very deep background in transportation funding advocacy, going up to the Hill and doing advocacy, gosh, for, I don't know, a decade or so, I would imagine, to fight for the issues that people with disabilities care the most about. And so with that, it's a pleasure to be able to welcome. This is her first time here, so be nice to her. it's my pleasure to welcome the Assistant Vice President for Government Relations at Easter Seals in Washington, D.C., my colleague, and consider her a friend, Jennifer Dexter. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Eric. It's really good to be here, because not only have I worked with several of you and for ages, and Melanie and others, but I'm always happy to come and greet people into my home community, which is Arlington, Virginia. I was born and raised here. It's not on. How's that? Better? I was saying that I'm always happy to welcome people to my hometown, which is Arlington, Virginia. I grew up, was not born, but raised here. I had one of my first kisses about two blocks from here up the street. I'll admit that. And it's a special place, as not only because of its nearness to Washington, D.C., but because of its closeness as a community. I've heard several of you introducing yourself from Arlington here, and I don't live here anymore, and that makes me sad, because there's something special called the Arlington Way, which is a very small, little, tiniest county in the United States. They don't do anything without incredible public input process. It can sometimes be quite a nightmare, but also can sometimes be a really unique experience. And people who work here and live here don't understand quite how unique that is, the opportunities that the community and advocates have to provide input. So it's fitting that you guys are here at a time when you're going to be carrying this, not only here in Washington, back home, as well. So I always like to make those connection for people and do a little boosting for Arlington. That said, I am indeed the transportation advocacy person for Easter Seals and have been for about 15 years and have just quasi-stepped down as the chair of the Transportation Task Force of the Consortium for Citizens with Disabilities. I've declared myself chairman emeritus because I've just I just need to back off a little bit from having to schedule the meetings, but I'm as active as ever. And I've seen the evolution of transportation advocacy, and in some ways I'm concerned about the lack of attention that's getting paid around mobility and access right now. Even within the disability advocacy community here in Washington, I think there's a lot of there are bigger fish to fry kind of issues. Even though everybody knows transportation is critical and important and central to everybody's lives, it seems to kind of take a second seat sometimes. So I'm so pleased to be kicking this off and that you guys have put such a priority on this. So let me run through a couple things that I think are specific policy issues that are on the table right now that I think you might be either interested in taking and exploring a little further when you go home, or to talk about when you are having your meeting with your legislators on Tuesday. The first thing that I always tell people, there's a tendency to start with talking about the needs for specialized transportation, the needs for services specifically for people with disabilities. But the reality is public transit as a whole is really suffering in relation to public spending, public attention, particularly when you compare it to the growth in spending in highways and infrastructures, you know, bridges and roads and sidewalks and those kinds of things, which are all important. The reality is transit has had a tough couple of years in terms of kind of getting their due. So I always start with talking about just the general importance of public transportation to people with disabilities. I was telling Eric, I was giggling on my way over as my car was in the shop, and so I'm coming from Maryland and taking the Metro and doing a couple transfers.